Next solution on Hanna, H-A-N-N-A, Gomol, G-O-M-O-L-L. Her date of birth is 12-26-1997. Date of service is 9-11-2023. Telephone number is 248-678-5966. Subjective Arjita. Hanna is a 26-year-old single Caucasian female living with her roommate. She was working for Donut office, but she described that she was fired from the job and she is looking for another job. She described that she has been taking all her medication. Her depression is not completely gone. She still feels 50% depressed, but she denied it could be the possibility that she has lost her job and this stress may be financial stress. However, since she has not been doing good, I discuss other options of antidepressant like Cymbalta, Effexor, or Trintellix, period. But since she agreed to change of the medication, therefore I explained her that I am going to start on Cymbalta 30 mg daily. I explained her the risk and benefit of the medications and also explained that gradually she has to wean off from the Zoloft. She should take 50 milligrams along with Cymbalta 30 milligrams for 2 weeks, and when I see her in 2 weeks, I will further decide to discontinue Zoloft and increase the dose of Cymbalta 60 milligrams daily. To which she agreed. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. She described other medications has been helping her. She is following outpatient treatment with her neurologist, which is giving her Depakote 500 milligrams at bedtime, 625 milligrams in the morning. Also following medical doctor for POTS syndrome and has been taking propranolol 180 milligrams daily, Keppra 500 milligrams twice a day. Patient also described that she is taking Vistaril 25 milligrams 3 times a day for anxiety. Patient was counseled and explained the role of the medications and also discuss about her ongoing stress and maybe an anxiety. I further discuss that she should get a therapist from the comprehensive counseling and she should talk about her feeling. To which she agreed. Period. I will make an arrangement to get a therapist. Period. Patient has been cooperative, appropriate, attentive. She described while she was in hospital, one of the male guy constantly. Is stalking her. Therefore, she put a restraint order through the court and he has filed the case to the court and she has to go for court hearing. I further discuss this. She should not worry about if she has done the right thing and she should go to the court and tell her side of the story, to which she agreed. Patient is alert, oriented, slim, Caucasian female. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. Her judgment sight is fairly well. Patient has been compliant with the treatment. No side effect was noted. No involuntary tremors or any symptoms of akathisia was noted. Patient has been following other physicians with a consistent manner. Assessment major depressive disorder recurrent with no psychosis. Plan will start on Cymbalta 30 milligram daily. Decrease the dose of Zoloft to 50 milligram daily. I will continue Risperdal 3 milligram at bedtime. She believes that she is not hearing voices, but she still feels that medication is working. Also give Vistaril 25 milligram 3 times a day. 30-day supply was ordered, but follow appointment was given in 2 weeks. Patient would be continue seeing neurologist and her primary care physician for or cardiologist for her ongoing problem of seizures and POTS syndrome. PS, she does not have any seizure activity. Prognosis guarded. This is end of dictation and by Dr. Stogi. Next question is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Lis, L-I-S. Her date of birth is 11-5-1977. Date of service is 9-11-2023. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Subjective Najita. Sarah described that she has been doing very well, but last week, day before yesterday, while she was returning from her mother home, she saw an accident in which a guy who was riding on a bike was killed by the car, and his head was under the car. Yet she is scared and frozen to look into that and see all the memories, bad memories start coming in her mind. She came home and took Clonopin, take Xanax half milligram bit by to calm her down. So described next day she start feeling better. Patient has been taking treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, and it might potentiate the effect of her trauma. Yet patient has been separated from her husband about more than a year and a half ago, and currently she has been dealing with her loss. She also getting depressed and sad and often panic attack, but she has made a significant change since then, and currently she is taking only couple tablet of Xanax. Last month she took only 3 tablet, but for emergency basis she like to keep this medication in her hand. She has been seeing a therapist through the comprehensive counseling. Today she was happy, pleasant, coherent. She described everything is washed out from her mind and she feeling more calm and relaxed. I further discuss it is a good thing and she should continue working on her daily activities like regulated diet, exercise and deep breathing exercise, period, and weight reduction program, to which she agreed. She is following outpatient treatment to the comprehensive counseling, assessing major depressive disorder, history of post-traumatic stress disorder, recent trauma, psychological trauma, but she is getting over. I will give Remran 15 milligram at bedtime, 30 tablet, Xanax 0.5 milligram, PRN 5 tablet, she use on emergency basis. Patient has been feeling much better and has been cooperative and compliance with the treatment. No suicidal homicidal behavior. Patient was provided support, cognitive behavior therapy and supportive therapy. Follow appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next patient is Rosemary Yates, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y, Yates, Y-A-T-E-S. Her date of birth is 10-9-1950. Phone number is 586-731-0776. Her date of relation is 9-11-2023, subjective Rajata. Rosemary has been doing fair, but she described that recently she fell on her back and hit her tailbone, and that has been bothering her a lot. She describes she does not know how it has happened, although she is not having any side effect of the medication, except she was feeling somewhat down and depressed. Therefore, Dr. Keiko, her primary care physician, had increased the dose of Zoloft to 100 milligram daily. She is taking Depakote 750 milligram daily, that is 250 in the morning, 500 milligram at bedtime. She describes she does not remember the Depakote level, but Depakote level was not high. I further explain sometimes this medication can cause, but does not look like that this is a medication effect. But for precautionary measures, she can take, if she likes, she can take Depakote 250 milligram 3 times a day. That will avoid any residual symptoms. To which she agreed, patient is alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucination or any perceived feeling. Her judgment sight has improved. She believes that she is feeling much better right now, and she will going to talk to the doctor about checking the blood level and also for other treatment. Assessment bipolar mood disorder. Medication is prescribed by her primary care doctor. Continue with the supportive plan. End of dictation. Next relation is Syla, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A, James, J-M-E-S, 6-11-1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Her date of service is 9-11-2023. Subjective Rajita. Salsa was very tearful, crying, anxious, and worried as she has been undergoing nicotine withdrawal. She describes she is a chain smoker and her physician has stopped her smoking habit and giving him a patch, nicotine patch, but it is not working. I further explained that withdrawal from the nicotine is very anxiety provoking, and also she is taking Adderall, which also causes additional anxiety. Therefore, she should stop taking Adderall. However, she described if she stop taking Adderall, she cannot function in an attorney office. She described that by taking Adderall, she feeling more comfortable, more concentrated, and not distracted to the program, and it is a life-saving issues for her. I further discuss if she feel that way, then maybe reduce the dose of Adderall, and I am going to give her plain Adderall, 20 milligram and 10 milligram doses. She can take only one dose, which can 10 milligram or 20 milligram, which can keep her up. Also, it was recommended that nicotine withdrawal, I can add maybe Wellbutrin, which might be control her issues. However, she does not want to take any other medication. She just continue Adderall because it has been helping her. Also, she described that that she want to get rid of her smoking, but because it is causing a problem in relationship with her boyfriend. Patient was provided support. Cognitive behavioral therapy, supportive therapy, and it was encouraged that she should develop self-control and try to work on it very smooth way with her boyfriend and also with her family. Yet, she also recommended that she may use nicotine gums that might help to control the craving for cigarette. To which she agreed. Patient is alert, oriented. She will discuss with her primary care physician. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling. She describes overall she is feeling better and she can control herself. Yet, assessment, attention deficit disorder, nicotine withdrawal, prone change Adderall to plain 20 milligram in the morning, 10 milligram at noon. I encourage to take only lowest possible at work. To which she agreed. Follow appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next patient is Wendy Murphy Smith, W-E-N-D-Y Murphy, M-U-R-F-Y Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Her date of birth is 586-278-8679. Date of birth is 8-22-1962. Subjective Anjita. Wendy was happy, pleasant, cooperative. Describes she is doing much better. She is sleeping good, eating good. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. She describes the combination of medication has been helping her. She is taking Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram morning and Abilify 15 milligram daily. There was no side effect of the medication. Patient was provided support, understanding, insight into medications and also with the treatment. She describes she got a therapist from comprehensive counseling and that has been helping her a lot. Yet patient was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process organized, there was no irritability and agitation, judgment sight has been getting improved, no side effect of the medication, assessment bipolar mood disorder, depressed, history of ADD, plan continue of Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily, Abilify 15 milligram at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. However, she described she got the refill of the prescription only few days, only on Friday. Therefore, she does not want to take any refill right at this time. Period. To which I agreed and I train her if she needs, she can always call to my office. Prognosis guarded. Next solution is Anna Iannucci, A-N-N-A-I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Her date of birth is 3-12-1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Date of solution is 9-11-2023. Subjective and data. Anna was concerned about that she is not doing well. When I asked her why she is not doing well this morning, she described last night she did not sleep. She has intermittent awakening, and when she worked this morning, she was nauseated and not happy. Yet, I further discussed the reason for morning nausea could be part of more acid formation in her stomach. Therefore, she should use any antacid and also take something in the morning before, when you woke up, and take some cookies are something which can be not acid provoking. To which she agreed, she took something at 5 o'clock. I further discussed that she can take some more and take some antacid. She should take rest. If she is not feeling good, she will be okay after some time. To which she agreed. She was alert oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was approved. Speech was clear. She described the pharmacy reported to her that her Seroquel 50 milligram dose, 30 tablets, was picked up by someone and she does not have for her. Therefore, she want to have another prescription. I explained her she should discuss with the pharmacy. Nobody can pick up her prescription, and it is not right things to do. Yet she is going to talk with the pharmacy, but at the same time, for precautionary measure, I will send her prescription. To which she agrees. Patient was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. No, she looks improved and not been making more somatic complaint as it was doing before. Follow-up admin was given in 2 weeks. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, mixed. Plan continue with the Seroquel 75 milligram at bedtime and Lamictal 325 milligrams daily. She does not need any prescription except she needs Seroquel 50 milligram HS 30 tablets was ordered. Prognosis guarded. We'll see her in 2 weeks. Next solution is on Sherry Rose Jackson. S-H-E-R-I-R-O-S-E Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date of birth is 1-5-1988. Date of service is 9-11-2023. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Subjective agenda. Sherry was somewhat anxious because she has to undergo her surgery for her fibroid uterus on 22nd of this month. Yet she has to be completed by cardio checkup and other physical checkup clearance before the surgery will be done. She also concerned that her doctor has reported that she has to go for echocardiogram because she noticed some changes in EKG. I further discussed that I would like to know, yet she has been taking several psychotropic medication and she has to report to her primary care physician and also with the cardiologist and also with the surgeon about the medication as it may interfere with the functioning. I have been reminding her that every 3 months or 6 months, she should have an EKG to make sure that everything is healthy and fine, to which her mother was involved and reported that she could be find out from the cardiologist and send the report to my office. Patient is alert-oriented, seeing her therapist. Her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, the speech was clear. I reassured her that she would be fine for the surgery and keep taking her medication. She described that it was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion, no side effect of the medication. She is taking all her medication regularly. Yet, patient has been recovering from post-traumatic stress disorder and schizoaffective disorder, and since she has been seeing therapist, she feels much better. Assessment schizoaffective disorder, continue with the Haldol 10 mg BID, benzatropine 0.5 mg BID, Zoloft 50 mg daily, lorazepam 0.5 mg PRN, 30 tablets given, gabapentin 100 mg BID, Depakote 250 mg BID, Seroquel 50 mg at bedtime. Risk benefit side effect as made, 30 day supply was ordered. This is the end of dictation done by Dr. Stogi. Next location is Mamie Charles, M-A-M-I-E, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Her date of birth is 11-29-1943. Date of solution is 9-11-2023. Telephone number is 313-456-5658. Subjective agenda. Mamie described that she has been doing better, although she is still having intermittent problem with the sleep due to she has go to bathroom on several occasions during night time. Also, since she has a stroke, she was getting some other medication like aspirin 81 milligram daily, atenolol, also treating eye drops. She was reading about mirtazapine, Remeron, that it can cause problem with the glaucoma and another side effect with the cardiac condition. I further discussed she is taking a smaller doses, and whenever she would be fine. But again, if she should report to her cardiologist and also primary care physician about her medication, so that no, and they can also explain her to which she agreed. Yet she want to be take a smaller doses. Therefore, I recommend maybe she can, if she feel good with the 7.5 milligram meropenem, that's fine with me. Patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, attentive, no irritability, agitation. She is eating all right, taking her medication, and looks comfortable in a relaxed mood. Patient was explained about the medication, provided support in redirections and education about the treatment. To which she agrees, she is denied any suicidal homicidal thoughts assessment, dysthymic disorder, frequent urination during night time, history of TIA. Plan will send meropenem 15 milligram at bedtime, 30 tablets. She can always take a half tablet as she choose to do so. Risk, benefit, side effect are explained. A follow appointment was given in 4 weeks. This then of dictation, then meropenem. Next solution is Donna McGillivray, D-O-N-N-A, McGillivray, M-C-G-I-L-L-I-V-R-Y. Her date of birth is 10-22-1965. Date of evaluation is 9-11-2023. Her telephone number is 586-419-5059. Subjective agita. Donna described that she has applied for disability. As she cannot function, she has bad neuropathy in her both leg, and pain consultation has prescribed gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times a day. She describes she has not drink alcohol for the last 9 months, and right now she is looking for an engagement with her boyfriend. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate. She describes she have intermittent problem with the sleep and wanted to have lower doses of Seroquel, and also she claimed that she was taking Lexapro 10 milligram daily was effective long time ago and she want to try again. Patient was explained the role of the medications and increase for the compliance. It was also reported that she should have properly checked by the neurologist as to find out real cause, reason for neuropathy is because of alcohol use or something else. To which she agreed. Patient has been appropriate, attentive, cooperative, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment sight has improved. Patient has long history of bipolar mood disorder, depressed, and recovering from alcohol dependence, neuropathy. Plan, I will give Seroquel XR 50 milligram at bedtime. She choose to decrease the dose by cutting the tablet to half tablet, and also Lexapro 10 milligram daily. Risk, benefit, side effect I explained. Patient was given medication for 30 days. A follow appointment was given in 30 days. Period. Patient has been happy about the situation and working on her problems to be stable on her life. Prognosis is guarded. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. Then my doctor's to give. Next revision. He's on David Sabo, D-A-V-I-D, S-A-B-O. His date of birth is 6-23-1977. Date of service, 9-11-2023. Telephone number is 586-422-4840. Subjective and objective. Mr. David has been cooperative, appropriate, attentive. He described that he is doing all right. There is not much. He's living with the family, and he has a brother and their kids, and he's spending time with them. He denies any oddity of visual hallucination, does not feel any paranoid delusion, not too worried about, but he is concerned about going for psychological evaluation at the forensic center. It is overbooked. And therefore, his attorney is working on it. Yet he has a court. It has been reported by the court to get a complete checkup at the forensic center. Patient has been taking his medication, olanzapine 20 milligram daily, and prolixin 5 milligrams twice a day. He described his medication has been working and is feeling much better. He was alert, oriented, mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. He described his doing exercise and also controlling his weight. Patient was appropriate, cooperative, attentive, and has has been willing to cooperate with the treatment. He's having closer contact with his attorney about the court-appointed evaluation, assessment, schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, symptomatically stable, plan continue with the olanzapine 20 milligram at bedtime, prolixin 5 milligrams twice a day. Patient has been taking two antipsychotic, but it has been helping him a lot to control his negative symptoms of schizophrenia and mood stabilizer, plus also control positive symptoms with combination of medication. No involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness, or dyskinesia, or dystonia was noted. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation done by Dr. Stogi. This is a total of 16 dictation, and I appreciate your help in this matter. You can send the report to my home office, 248-828-9712. Thank you. Bye-bye.